Testing, testing, 1, 2.
Testing, 7.
Okay.
Testing, 9.
Okay, I don't like it. Hi, hello. Welcome back to Bad Vegetarians, the podcast where we crinkle up packages as we start episodes. I'm Jason.
I'm Megan.
This is our semi-permanent third person.
Hi, I'm Sammy.
And we are in her kitchen.
Yay.
Making, what are we making today?
So we are making a pasta with like basil marinated tomatoes, garlic knots, not from scratch, and some green beans.
Green beans?
I can't believe you knotted up the garlic all by yourself.
I know, it was a lot of work, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah, wow, that's so cool.
Is it funny that we do real cooking when we're with Sammy instead of just mac and cheese in the microwave?
What do you, that is real cooking.
Yeah.
Someone? No? Okay.
Yeah, super right. Real cooking.
What do you think, Barlow?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Dog wasn't going me. That's not surprising anymore. So, let's see, we've made pasta. Pasta has been made.
Angel, you know what kind of pasta it is?
Is it angel hair?
It is angel
hair. I like me some angel hair.
It's the best kind of pasta.
Agreed.
I am a coffee stand, personally.
Okay, of the spaghetti pastas, angel hair is the best.
What are the other spaghetti pastas?
I love snapping green beans. I used to do this.
Okay, so you make pasta.
Except they weren't for
the step one.
Barlow, A.
Actually, I guess step one is probably to start marinating the tomatoes.
Yes. So about 4 hours before you want to have dinner. It can be longer, but it won't be much better if it's shorter. You're going to want to take small tomatoes, whatever you want them to be. I picked like a summer mix that's got different colored ones.
Ooh.
So they look pretty.
That's fun.
And you're going to want to cut them in half and put some olive oil on there, some basil, and salt and pepper. Put some garlic on there and just a little bit of red pepper flakes for a little bit of extra flavor. And then cover that with cling wrap and leave it out on your counter for 4 to whatever hours.
Can I do my bathroom counter?
I mean, if you want to.
All right.
Yeah, you're welcome to.
It's going to happen.
Maybe don't.
I'll just hold it for the next 4 hours. That's fine.
There you go. That's perfectly reasonable.
Right now, we're snapping green beans.
Yes.
Megan, what does snapping green beans mean?
You snap off the little stem parts and then you throw them in the pot.
Both ends, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or just the one?
I do both.
I do both.
Okay. And then, yeah. And we're throwing it into water on medium heat?
Yeah.
Nice.
Is there anything else in there?
I'll probably end up putting some salt in the water.
Ooh-hoo.
Quality.
And salt. Then when they're done cooking, we will put a little bit of lemon juice on them, because that's always really yummy, and probably some garlic salt as well.
So nice to eat healthy for once.
Yeah. It's just nice to not be eating dorm room
food. Yeah, I know.
But you know what? It's fine. Dorm room food, we pay for it.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's not really worth it, is it?
Not next year.
We'll be at the Aldi.
Yes. Aldiing all day long.
Do you shop at Aldi?
I got all of this at Aldi,
yes.
Actually.
Aldi is the best.
Welcome to the Aldi ad podcast.
Sponsor us, please.
Please.
That would be nice. Honestly, I just take gift cards to Aldi.
That would be amazing.
That's what you should ask for Christmas.
I will next year.
Yeah, if you don't think Mom already has our Christmas presents.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good point.
Oh, I should say, that's my sister. She's my sister.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the other female voice, is my fiance.
I feel like most people who listen to this podcast should
know
that
us?
By
yeah.
Now.
Hey, we have some German listeners. I don't know.
No
man.
Way.
Yeah.
Where's the other place?
Oh, we have lots of places.
Yeah,
we're worldwide,
places.
Yo. We got some Dutch people that are beautiful, and I love you.
Do any of them
Germans?
Ever write in?
No.
Oh, you should write in. I want to hear from you.
Do it.
We're in America, which is, you know. America right now. So tell us about other places.
That'd be nice.
It's on fire.
Not, well,
it's
anymore. I don't know. What's happening in California
we'll
right now?
That was a metaphor, but I guess it could be taken literally.
Yeah. good times.
How do we know when we're enough green beans?
Let's just snap about half the package.
Sure. Okay.
Aw, snap.
Please don't leave me.
This is a snapping good time.
And what we'll do once we finish putting the green beans in, we'll put a lid on that pot so they'll steam up nice and quick.
That's so snappy.
Keep that warm.
I hate myself.
Me too, so it's fine.
Oh, like you hate me or you hate yourself? You hate me. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what I expected.
I think the sibling rivalry / sibling banter makes this podcast much more interesting.
Oh, no. It's rivalry. It's not banter.
Well, I took it back because I didn't think it was really rivalry, but maybe it is.
That's right. Entirely.
Is it? I didn't know it was.
Yeah, that's right. We're throwing hands for real right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Engage in battle.
Oh, no.
Draw your sword.
I have a spoon. Does that count?
Oh, no.
Yes.
I have nothing.
You have a green bean.
A green bean. I think. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to punch you for real. There was a joke, I swear.
Oh, here's some more green beans.
Very green beans.
Well, thank you. They are delicious. Probably one of my favorite vegetables, actually.
Agreed.
Let's see. What's my favorite vegetable? Brussels sprouts.
What about chickpeas? Are those vegetables?
Those are legumes.
Oh.
I do love me some chickpeas.
Oh, Megan, I drank yours.
Oh, it's okay.
There's a pandemic, guys.
I think we'd already have it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, we're already in trouble.
You know, I'm getting thirsty, but my water cup is the mic stand right now, so it complicates issues.
No water for you.
I'll just thirst. It's fine. So it goes.
Megan, you want to tell them about the garlic knots we're going to make?
Yes, they're from Aldi.
Oh.
They're called Lovin' Fresh. Like oven with an L. They're savory garlic, naturally flavored. And there's 8 knots in the bag.
How naughty.
Oh, thank you. I was like, what is occurring? You put them in the oven at 375. And that's about it. You bake for 9 minutes.
You gotta keep them in the bag? It's
yes.
Super easy.
Wait, you do?
You do?
Oh, man.
Oh, it bakes in the bag. Sorry.
Bake in bag.
I thought you were
thawed.
Kidding.
Mm-hmm. I poked 3 holes in that bag.
Okay.
And.
Well, those are so nice.
You set the timer for 9 minutes. They're seasonal. They don't have them all the time.
Oh, wow. Sadness.
But I always pick them up when they do. Because you can freeze them.
Mm. How much are they?
I have no idea. Okay. A couple bucks. It's Aldi.
All right. Yeah, that's true. Ugh. I love me some 75-cent eggs.
Oh, yeah, from Aldi.
Mm. 84-cent milk.
Yes, it's a really good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to tell them about the purchase you made today?
What purchase did I make today? Which one? The Wicker Duck?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was at a thrift shop, as I tend to do so often. I was looking for anything that was fun. And I found a wicker basket that was in the shape of a duck. The lid of the basket was a duck, and the bottom was just a regular basket. But, you know, when you put the lid on, it's a duck. And I bought it, because I have no self-control. And it was only $4, and I think that's a fair exchange.
It was a cute duck.
Yeah, so I'm now the owner of a duck.
Basket.
Basket. Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Duck goose.
Ooh, fun pasta tip. Or are you still telling your duck story?
No, we're done.
No, I was just drawing it out.
Okay. So, if you have plant, when you're cooking pasta, save the pasta water. And use that to water your plants, because the starchiness gives extra nutrients to the plant roots.
Oh. Wow, I didn't know that.
Fun story.
One time I did that, and
you killed
it was with ramen. and that just fed the fungus gnats.
You can't have, like, anything else in the water.
There's probably some of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good for them.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be at least 7 minutes, so should we pause it and come back?
Give it a pause.
Yes.
Okay, don't press it yet. We'll be right back. Hi. We're back with the podcast where you make love pork sounds.
This thing.
Let's see, what happened while we were gone?
So we took the garlic bread, garlic knots out of the oven. Steamed the green beans, so now they're a little bit floppy.
Oh.
But still crunchy.
Put some garlic on them?
Yes, put some garlic and some lemon juice. Mm-hmm. And I'll put a little bit of salt and pepper on them, and then we'll be ready to eat.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
I thought I saw it here. Or is it just the green bean? Never mind.
Good catch, though.
I thought it was a Barlow here.
Yeah, you're trying to scare us.
So we do salt, pepper, and we're good to dish out.
Yeah.
We doing a taste test on the podcast?
Yes.
We might as well.
So.
I'm interested to see what Jason thinks of the tomatoes on the pasta, because I know you don't like tomatoes, but neither do I.
I like carrots and tomatoes.
I really liked it.
I like the fancier tomatoes better.
Fancy?
Yeah.
So if you said, what if we made onions fancy, would you like them?
I don't know if I can do an onion. I just don't think that's something I can vibe with. I just can't. I'm so anti-onion.
I know.
Onions are so good.
I know, right? I'm sorry.
It has so much flavor.
I really wish I liked onions. It makes me really sad that I don't. It's like a lot of food that I just can't eat because of it.
Yeah, I know.
There's a yummy French onion recipe going around TikTok right now that I want to try.
French onion casserole?
So it's French onion soup.
Yes.
But like with, it's deconstructed. So you make like a grilled cheese, basically.
Make a nice grilled cheese.
And then that's kind of like the crusty part of it, I think is how you say the word. The bready part of the French onion soup.
Oh.
And then you make onions to go with that, of course. And you put that on your grilled cheese, and then you have like a beef-based soup.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. That's cool.
I think my favorite part about this recipe is that it looks so nice when you plate it.
Mm.
I do like how pretty this.
Jace,
this big one is for you.
Oh, okay. I'm a big boy. Hello. Hi. Big boy. Big boy here.
Save those for seconds. Then we put green beans because we want all the color.
Yes, we do.
This is probably the healthiest meal I've eaten since the last time I ate this meal.
Let's think. Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay.
There you go, Barla.
Green bean? Oh, you don't like it?
Fur dog.
She
bean.
Doesn't like it.
Aww.
Are you sure, baby? Is it too hot? Oh, there you go. You just want me to hold it?
Probably.
So she can lick it.
She's just licking it.
That's my weirdo.
Salt.
Bite it. Mm. Bite the green bean.
Oh. What a weird dog.
Okay, she just wanted to lay down and eat it.
Aww. And we cut open the bag of the garlic knots.
Knots of garlic, indeed.
Oh, I love knots of garlic. Was that a good green bean, honey? Yes, it was.
Okay.
Are you so excited? I don't have any more.
Let's dig in.
Yes. Okay. Let us test the taste. Okay. All right, Sammy. What's your take? What are you thinking?
The tomatoes taste very fresh. Got a nice little crunch to them. The basil isn't as strong as I usually like it, but I don't think it's bad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see. Tomatoes are very fruity.
They are fruit.
Yes. That depends on who you ask. I believe the Supreme Court has ruled that they are indeed vegetables.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, I know they did a ruling on it. I forget what the take was, but
our tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen.
It was because of an import-export issue, but you're still right. Let's see. What the pasta is good. Big shocker there. I guess I should try the green bean.
Did you like the tomatoes?
Yeah. Sorry, I suppose fruity isn't descriptive enough.
Mm.
The green beans taste like green beans.
Woo! Success there.
And yes.
The garlic knot tastes like garlic. Garlic but knotted.
I hope so. Oh my god.
Oh no, shame, man. It tastes like bread with garlic on it.
These are the best garlic bread I've had.
Mm. It is yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. Mm. Hopefully we're far enough away from the mic that they can't hear us chewing.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
Yeah.
We could always stop the podcast so we could actually eat.
Oh, I suppose. All right. Well, hope you had fun today. Everyone say bye.
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 Farewell.